Good afternoon, good evening, good morning. Welcome to the Noise of Carpet Radio, specializing in indie noises of the 1990s on CJSF 90.1 FM and CJSF.ca. Hello, everyone. It's Mike here. It's the Noise of Carpet. It's Wednesday. Thanks, Todd, for another great show. I remember finding out that Sid Vicious wasn't the lead singer of Sex Pistols when I was a kid after seeing that My Way video, and I think I was quite upset. I'm like, who's that guy? I thought the other guy was the lead singer. So confused as a 9-year-old or an 8-year-old or whatever it was. But anyway, thanks again, Todd, for another great Blurred Crusade. Today on the Noise of Carpet, we're going to explore the noisier side of the carpet, maybe the backside. This isn't what Juno would say, to quote Juno from the film, Elliot Page, I listen to Sonic Youth and it's just noise. But it's rather, we're going to dip into more elegant noise where the songs are based in underlying melody, that's sometimes during the track is struggling to be heard. So we'll start with a definition of noise, and I think we all know what it is, but noise, according to the Cambridge Dictionary, is defined as a sound or sounds that are unwanted or unpleasant. I kind of think that when we're out in society and we're doing our things and living life, that there are unpleasant sounds or unpleasant moments, and they're balanced, hopefully, if possible, by fantastic, beautiful moments. So that's what I'm going to try and find today with the four or five tracks that will be sort of heading towards this theme. I've got a 15-year-old daughter, and she told me to turn the music down the other day. So I wonder if we grow up, enjoying what our parents consider noise. So maybe noise is okay for us because that's what it's been labeled by our parents through the years. But yeah, I got a bang on the floor from my 15-year-old daughter the other day to telling me to turn the music down. So hopefully they still got it. But let's start today with a band called Trans Am. They're from, it's about 1997, I believe. The song is called Carbo Force. It's from an album called Surrender to the Night, a post-rock band on Thrill Jockey. This album is, they're from Maryland, and it has been produced by John McIntyre, so it's that post-rock Chicago seal of approval. Thanks for listening today. It's the Noise of Carpet. It's Mike, and we'll talk to you in a few minutes. We'll be right back. Baratelia with My Little Tony from The Twits on vinyl. Coming to you from CGSF.ca and CGSF 90.1 FM. And we are broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, Canada. So thank you for listening today. Baratelia from the UK is playing at the Hollywood Theatre in Vancouver, British Columbia next Wednesday, I believe, April 9th, whenever April 9th is, at the Hollywood again. I think tickets are still available. And starting off the show today was Trans Am with Carbo Force from Surrender to the Night, a 7-minute instrumental for you. Are you still around? Are you still with me? I hope so. We had planned to have Mike Davies, the legendary punk guitarist from Vancouver, from the Enigmas, the band, the 80s band Enigmas, and the Cane Toads and JP5, amongst others, and still playing around town to join me today to talk about his friend Jerry Jen Wilson, who's the lead singer of JP5. And East Vamps and the Cane Toads from the 90s and early 2000s, who sadly passed away a few years ago. But I'm hoping that Mike can join me in a couple of weeks. So please stick around, and if you're tuning in to hear Mike, he's very knowledgeable of the Vancouver music scene from the 80s into the 90s. And so it really bridges a gap from what was going on in the scene in the 80s into the 90s, and with some interesting aspects about the Seattle scene and when Seattle scene kicked off and what the Seattle scene was sort of in the late 80s or wasn't. So hopefully 2 weeks from now he'll be here, but I will update you the schedule for Mike's interview when I know more information. We will be listening to Jerry Jen in the next set, not this set coming up, but later on, sort of in 15, 20 minutes-ish or so. We're going to hear a song from the Cane Toads, a song from JP5, from Polished Sudden Death Records record called Hot Box. And we also will let's get into an Enigma song as well from Mike's band. So stick around for that. That's going to be 15, 20 minutes. But we will get back to the noise here. This next piece is by a Seattle grunge poet, they call him. He's a kind of street poet from the early 90s. His name is Stephen Jesse Bernstein. I think he opened for Nirvana in the day, and maybe Soundgarden and Big Black. Steve Fisk from Pell Mell and from other bands as well. Composer, did the music for this album. This album is called Prison. And Stephen Jesse, it's street poetry and with some great backing music. So this song is More Noise Please on the Noise of Carpet, 90.1 FM and 90.1 CGSF.ca. Thank you for listening. Stephen Jesse Bernstein.
Street where there are many, many cars and trucks and factories that pump and bang and grind all night and day. It is a miracle that I can write poetry or sleep or talk on the telephone or that my lover will visit me here. There is so much noise. Every few minutes a jet comes in low or a prop job swings down like a kamikaze. There is an airport at the end of my street. The New Age people say that you choose all these things. Choose the cars and trucks and airplanes, me and all of my neighbors. Well, maybe this is true. Maybe we can't live without all this goddamn noise. Maybe I need the noise to write poems, make love, and eat. I'm going to hang a sign out my window that says, "More noise, please," or "Thank you for making noise." Maybe we are the kind of people who need to have what we don't want just to get along, to do the basic things. Myself, I could not sleep last night, and I could not close the window either. I tried to tear the window out of its frame and put it in a closed position, banging and ripping with the hammer and a screwdriver, standing on the window ledge in my socks, three stories up. But the window wouldn't come out, and the factory was screaming, and the trucks were rumbling, and the whole world was praying for silence, and it was up to me to shut the window, and I couldn't get it down. I was just making more noise. A jet went by, and all the people waved. "Thanks," I yelled, as the shifts changed without a lull in production at the big plant across the street. The workers lined up at the bus stop, watching me with my hammer in the window. I put sponge stoppers in my ears, but I can't stand those things for more than a few minutes. Finally, I put my head between two pillows. It is the same every night. I love it. I need it. Without you, I could not live. I would not have written this poem, I yell, the window dangling half on, half off. trying to find my way home. I'm sorry. I miss you.
They are.